Use me to reach these people. Fill me with your spirit, because I simply don't have the words. I just...
If it can wait, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Sorry, Bruce.
Well, Judd, hang on.
Hey, I don't want to take up your time if you're busy.
No, that's okay. I didn't know it was you. What's up?
Nothing, really. I just wanted to say hi.
I'm glad you did.
Bruce, you look like you haven't slept. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Big crowd yet?
Yeah, cars are lined up around the block. Everyone looks pretty scared.
I'm sure they are.
You need a shave.
Got my trusty electric. Did you look at those verses I suggested to you?
Yeah, you want to hear them?
You have them memorized?
Revelation 6, verse 8. So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death. And Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and the beasts of the earth.
Cheery stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Now keep reading. The next horse is even worse.
Super.
And it doesn't stop there.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 15. Nikolai High.
Good morning. My friends, I feel an urgency, even greater than the last few weeks. My sermon today is The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and I'm going to concentrate on the first, the rider of the white horse. The book of Revelation describes the last days, the days we find ourselves in right now. Some commentators believe the 7-year tribulation period begins with the rapture, but my study shows it starts with the treaty that will be signed with Israel sometime in the future, perhaps the near future. During these 7 years, God will pour out 3 consecutive sets of judgments. If the rapture didn't get your attention, believe me, the judgments will. And if the judgments don't, you're going to die apart from God. I urge you to see these as final warnings from a loving God who is not willing that any should perish. Now, as the scroll is opened and the seals are broken, revealing the judgments, the first 4 are represented by horsemen, the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, make sure you hear this. The seal judgments will take us about 21 months from the signing of the treaty with Israel. In the coming weeks, I will teach about the 14 remaining judgments that will carry us through the end of the 7-year period. But for now...
Would you like cream in your coffee, Principal Winkler?
Please. Thank you. Now, shall we get down to business, Mrs. Janice?
Ms. Janice, if you please, Principal Winkler. And yes, let's get down to business. We need to discuss a very real possibility when school begins next week.
And what might that be?
Some of our more misguided students may have become...
Religious?
Yes. I'm afraid that in this time of confusion, they may gravitate towards even the most ridiculous notions.
Well, Ms. Jenis, that's more of a problem for your high school students than it is for my middle school students. From what I understand, many of my students have disappeared anyway.
Okay, this is more my problem than yours, but I'm asking you for your advice.
Well, since you asked so nicely...
Please don't patronize me. I only ask because I've heard all about your background with, shady military organizations. If half the stories I've heard are true...
Oh, I'm sure half of them are.
Then you know all about coercion and mind control?
I think it's safe to say.
Ah, good. Then perhaps you could tell me the best way to deal with any student who seems to have found God.
I might be able to give you some ideas.
6:1-2. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out, conquering and to conquer. You know, I have to tell you that now, this ancient account, it reads as fresh to me as tomorrow's newspaper. The Lamb is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for our sins, was resurrected, and recently raptured his church. Who is this first horseman, then? Now, the rider of the white horse is the Antichrist, who comes as a deceiver, promising peace and uniting the world. The Old Testament book of Daniel says he will sign a treaty with Israel. Oh, he will appear to be their friend and protector, but in the end, he will be their conqueror and destroyer. Let me close by telling you how you can be sure I am not the Antichrist. And I'm not implying that you suspect me. Look, friends, we may get to the point where every leader is suspect. Remember, you will never hear peace promised from this pulpit. In the long run, I predict just the opposite of peace. The other three horsemen are coming, and they bring war, famine, plagues, and death. That is not a popular message. It's not a warm fuzzy you can cling to this week. Our only hope is in Christ, and even in him we will likely suffer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that leads us into all truth.
Man, I think that was Bruce's best message ever.
You've only heard like four of them.
Yeah, well, how good could they have been before?
Want me to make some lunch?
Yeah, sure. You want some help?
Always.
I got it. Yellow? Oh, yeah. Hang on a sec. Hey, Vicky, it's for you. Some guy named Deacon.
Oh, great. I'll grab it downstairs.
All right.
Got it. Deacon!
Hey there, Vicky. I see you got home okay.
Yeah, I sure did.
I don't have a lot of time right now. I just thought I should call you right away.
Well, were you able to find anything out about Bob?
I think so. Did you know this guy very well?
I never met him. We talked on the phone a couple times.
And his real name is Beryl Gaylord?
Yeah.
Well, I don't suppose there could be two Beryl Gaylords.
Why? What is it?
He's dead, Vicky.
What?
I got friends in the Lansing, Michigan Police Department. Beryl Gaylord was killed in a gas explosion 12 days ago. His mother ID'd him.
Really?
Sorry to just drop that on you. I thought I should tell you as soon as I could. You okay?
Yeah. No! I hate this! I feel like we have to tell everyone about God right away because we never know who's gonna drop dead.
You think your brother ever told him about Jesus?
Pretty sure he did.
Well, then, you never know. Something may have stuck, you know? Got him thinking, even after you talked to him.
Yeah. Maybe. But that still doesn't make this any easier. You gotta agree with me on this one. School, huge waste of time.
I was thinking the exact opposite.
No way.
Yeah, school is the perfect place to tell other people about God.
Do you really think they're gonna let us say anything?
I don't know. Right now, I'm just curious who's still there and who's gone.
Yeah, I suppose.
Hey, you want to take a guess at what teachers are going to be gone?
Okay, how morbid is that?
Why couldn't they just wait with school until the fall? There's only like a month left in the year anyway.
Probably figure we're going to forget everything.
I wonder if my friends will recognize me with red hair.
And no dark eyeshadow or junk like that?
I didn't want to say nothing, but you were starting to look like that girl from the Addams Family.
Oh, Wednesday?
No, it's Monday.
Oh, didn't what? See that coming.
Man, look at all this traffic.
Maybe we'll get ourselves our own traffic copter.
You know what? I bet nobody trusts the buses. Looks like everybody's dropping their kids off today.
Either that or there's a killer bake sale going on.
Hey, you know, you can drop us off here. I don't mind walking.
Okie dokie. All right, now, you guys remember the drill, right?
Yeah, we're staying with someone from our church.
Yeah, and if we need to fill out any emergency forms, we'll put down Bruce's name and the church phone number.
Sounds like you got it.
All right, then, get out.
Group hug?
Later, Ryan.
Yeah, later.
Adios, amigos.
Yeah.
Man, do I feel like a parent right now or what?
Repeat after me. This is not a minivan. This is not a minivan.
Yeah, just what I needed. Worrying about what a couple of junior high kids were going to do all day.
Relax, they can take care of themselves when they need to.
I know, it's just... forget it. Let's get going.
Off to Nikolai Carpathia High!
Yeah, whatever.
Don't worry about parking stickers. Just go inside and check the bulletin boards for
class and schedule
changes.
Wow, this is crazier than normal.
Yeah, I had to guess it would be. Nobody cares about anything anymore.
Pick it up. Let's go.
Coach Handelsman, what should I do about my books? They were destroyed in a fire.
If that's all you lost, consider yourself lucky.
Students, please settle down. Thank you. First of all, I'd like to say welcome back. Now, I'm proud to announce that you are no longer Prospect Knights. You are now Nikolai Carpathia Doves. Students, all right. Now, I know that all these changes come just weeks after the most tragic event ever to curse our planet. And
what
I know that many of you have
not
had a chance to assimilate everything
face.
That has happened. And I know that many of you are grieving
John,
the
look at
loss
those two over
of family
there.
And
are
friends.
Are they holding Bibles?
Where?
But thank you for
right
realizing the importance
up.
Of
sure
returning
looks like
to your education.
You know them?
Do they look like they were part of my group?
All right, settle, please.
They look like a couple of brainiacs.
I would like to remind everyone that the counseling services
what's that supposed
are
to
taxed
mean?
To their limits.
Oh,
but if
oh
you
check
need
this out.
Help, you
Coach Anderson is walking right
list.
Up to them.
Please, I
what did I tell you guys outside? I don't want you causing any problems.
What? We didn't say anything.
And you better not. Give me those things.
You're taking our Bibles?
We'll get them back later.
Yeah,
I've decided that
bet.
In our classes today, we will be holding group discussions regarding
hey, Coach,
what has
what was
happened.
That all about?
Mind your own business, Thompson.
I realize some of you may not want to talk about ordeals, while others will feel a need to tell your stories.
Did you hear that?
I ask that you all be respectful of each other's feelings.
Wow, this could be easier
this
than I thought.
This is not the time
she's
to mock
giving us
each other.
This is the
time
talk about
to
our
build
beliefs.
Each other
sounds
up.
Sounds like it.
I realize how important it is for everyone to share their opinions, but I must remind you of the strict rule of the separation of church and state that has helped make this country great.
What?
We are a public institution, and this is not a forum in which we should espouse personal religious views.
What does she expect us to talk about?
I'm not saying that the religious explanation isn't valid.
Great.
Many people
we're supposed
I
to
know
tell everyone what happened to us without telling
view,
what happened to us?
But it cannot be discussed on school property during school hours.
What are you afraid of?
This is the wrong venue to entertain this discussion. And I would ask that you hold your questions until class time, unless anyone else has something pressing that is appropriate to ask in front of the entire student body. All right, then. Yes. You may stand up and ask your question.
I was just hoping you could explain this.
What would you like me to explain?
Why freedom of speech is only extended to those who hold certain points of view about what happened.
This is not a freedom of speech issue. This is a church and state issue. Anyone else? Okay, you are all dismissed.
believe you did that.
I'm a little surprised myself.
Thompson, way to be raucous, dude.
I liked you better before you tried to grow a brain, Thompson.
Wow, thanks, Coach.
Now you're trying to be a smart aleck, huh?
I just don't think there should be restrictions on people trying to figure out the truth.
Never took you to be a whiner, Thompson. Maybe I ought to call the wimbulance.
He's a sweetheart.
He's just trying to be tough. Hey, what's your first class?
Phys Ed. I gotta...
What?
Gotta go, Jed. I just saw someone. Catch you at lunch, okay?
Yeah. I guess so.
Shelly! Shell! Wait up!
Huh?
Shelly, are you okay?
Who are you?
Shelly, it's me, Vicky.
Vic?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
What happened to me? I'm just dressed a little different. What happened to you? You're not on the junk now, are you?
No. Is it really you, Vic?
Yeah, it really is. I know what happened to my family. Shelly! It's okay! Shelly!
Just leave her alone, okay?
What? What happened to her?
Well, okay. That night, everyone disappeared. She was babysitting for the Fishers.
Yeah?
Well, they got two babies, both of them screaming and stuff. So Shelly goes in to take care of them, and she's holding both of them in her arms when the Fishers walk in the door.
Okay.
She's about to explain that the kids just woke up, when both the kids just totally disappear right out of her arms. She looks up, and the parents disappear too. She said that their clothes just fell on the floor.
Whoa. I saw her the day after that. I thought she was freaking about everyone else disappearing.
She's got issues of her own on this one. And I don't think she's ever gonna get over them.
Okay, class, everyone listen up. Parking lot stickers are in the office. New books, if you need them, are in the bookstore. And the title is...
Principles of Psychology.
And I am...
Mr. Schellenberg.
But you may call me Your Majesty. Now, let's practice some practical psychology. Let's all vent our traumas and deepest fears for the benefit and enjoyment of all. I'll start, okay? First of all, is there anyone in the room here who will turn me over to the thought police if I discuss religious theory?
No.
Come on now. If you or your parents are going to gum up what's left of the school year with an expensive lawsuit, tell me now and I'll avoid the subject. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Well, okay. The God thing. Now, who here believes that Jesus came back and took his people with him? Anyone?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Really? Mr. Thompson, care to discuss it?
So you can make fun of me?
I've already told you what I feel, so I promise not to shred your belief system. But I'm curious. Was it a parent that convinced you?
Yeah, in a way.
One that was left or one that was taken?
They were both taken.
Oh, I'm sorry if I offended you, Mr. Thompson. Did you lose anyone else in your family?
A brother and a sister.
Were you the only one left behind?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised that you find comfort in the concept that they're in heaven with God.
I do, yeah.
And I'm not going to try to take that away from you. I'm sure you'll grow out of it, but hey, if it makes you feel better now, more power to you.
So, you're saying I believe because I have to, because I just don't want to consider the alternative.
Well, yes, that's it exactly. Right now, this is as real to you as if it were literally true. Look, let me ask you, Judd. Why weren't you taken to heaven with your family?
I never believed. They did.
Oh. Where did you fall short?
I just told you. I didn't buy it. I never made the commitment to Christ.
Interesting. Class, We're not arguing here, but can someone tell me what Mr. Thompson is feeling?
Survivor's guilt. Like the soldiers coming back from the war when their friends died.
I don't think it's...
Very good, Simone.
But that's not it at all.
Judd, I'm not asking you to concede this point today, or even this year.
Good.
I do want you to file it away, though. Let it work on you for a while. Understand, you feel like you're the unworthy one, and yet you are the lone survivor.
That's why I was the survivor. I was the unworthy one.
Interesting. Anyone else?
You said you were going to tell us your opinion.
Yeah. Now that you've told us what it's not, why not tell us what it is?
Fine. Well, it's not space aliens, and it's not Russians. I'm sure it was something cosmic. Maybe even metaphysical, even though the result was physical. Now, admittedly, this is a personal opinion and far from scientific. However, it seems to me that the people who were taken, generally and on the whole, were of a slightly lower intellect than those left behind. This is based on personal observation, and I have no idea how it fits in with everything else.
I bet you don't.
The position of Global Community Middle School is that those taken were taken by nuclear radiation. You students of Global Community Middle School should feel comfortable believing that these people were taken by nuclear radiation. This was not the result of God or Jesus Christ. This is the result of nuclear radiation. That is the position of Global Community Middle School and its students.
This is getting sort of freaky.
Do not be afraid to tell your friends what caused the disappearances.
Don't believe this. You know that it was God that took his people.
I know.
If they tell you they think God or Jesus Christ took them, let them know, politely, that you believe it was nuclear radiation. Okay, everyone. What caused those people to disappear?
That's pretty much what happened in my phys ed class, too. Everybody acted like I was some freak because I believed that Jesus took my family.
These people have no idea what really happened.
And how can you convince them? I mean, we don't have any solid proof yet.
Wait till the prophecies start coming true.
I just hope it's not too late then.
Vicky, check it out.
What?
It's those two guys from the assembly, the ones with the Bibles.
Oh, I think it may be time to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, I think it could be. Hey guys. Are you guys believers?
Why? Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Or maybe you're one of Genesis' narcs looking to rat us out.
Or maybe he's just really not.
Then you should know what Christians are called during this time.
What do I gotta do, guys? Preach a sermon? We're called tribulation saints.
Okay, listen, I'm John. This is my cousin Mark.
I'm Judd Thompson. This is my friend, Vicky.
So what was the deal with Handelsman during the assembly?
Oh, man. He grabbed our Bibles. He won't let us carry him around school.
Is he going to give them back?
Don't know.
We seem to have gone to sleep in America and awakened in a fascist state.
Bunch of Nazis or something.
Yeah. And if you've been doing your reading, you know it's going to get a lot worse.
Right now, I don't know how it could.
Oh, it will. You can count on that.
That's why it's so important for us believers to stick together.
That's a good idea. Do you guys know any other believers in the school?
Not yet, but I'm sure there are some.
Well, there better be. There's a lot to do, and it's going to take more than the four of us to do it.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.